The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations. Limited time only. Plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Get to Old Navy Saturday and Sunday just in time for back to school. Girls and boys polos are $3 in stores only. Plus, Saturday only jeans are $10 for adults, $7 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 8/10 to 8/11. Limit 5 polos. Select styles only.
I wanna be the very best I no one ever was. Catch them all is my real test. Train them is my goals. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Teach Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, you and me. I know it's our destiny. Pokemon, my best friend in this world we must defend. Pokemon, our hearts so true, our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
Loves you. Welcome to the Liquid Gamer Podcast. My name is Ryan.
And I would be Dante Kong.
So this is a special episode. I thought I was going to come back from the Game Masters thing and just do regular stuff. But, you know, some things happen, some things that we need to talk about, a game we need to talk about. I also got my second loot crate. My wife did get 3 months.
I see it.
So I haven't opened it yet. I did cut the tape. But Dante and I were talking because I have a bunch of parts on his side of the table. Because I'm building a 3D printer, and he asked me how much it was. And I was like, you know what, I'll just push record because I don't mind telling everybody everything.
No.
I'm very open. So I have a new game on Kickstarter. It's Re-Presidency Civil War, and we have 3D printed maps of Civil War America. And so I bought this in anticipation of the game launch. And you know, I use different sites to get little deals. The printer that is in front of me right now, you can buy for $1,000. It's $1,000 built for you. $1,000 built for you. $500, build it yourself.
That's really not that bad, considering people spend that much on, like, top-of-the-line printers. Like, just regular.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. So I'll be able to print things for my kids. We're talking about Pokemon Go today. I could print a little Pikachu. You want me to print you something, Mega Man, an E-something, E-Tank.
E-Tank.
Whatever that is.
You're going to get a lot of requests for it now, too.
Oh, okay. It's called a Hicktop. That's which brand I got, if you want to look it up. But it's a $500 kit. to put together. I was able to find it for around $300, so I think that's an even better deal.
Okay, that's respectable.
Yeah, so before we talk about Pokemon Go, which is for some reason taking the world by storm.
For some reason.
I'm going to open up my loot crate. They're not a sponsor. I just think it's fun, okay? Because I can't get a sponsor to save my life. So it looks like it's a futuristic theme. Futuristic theme.
Yes! That's so great.
Hold on, we'll open that last.
Last?
So, I have a Futurama Planet Express ship. That actually is kind of nice. That'll look good on my desk. You hate Futurama?
I hate Futurama. Yeah.
Why?
Not funny. Not cool.
Oh, it's funny. Don't like the art design. You know what's funny? I like Futurama, but I don't really care for Bender, and that's who everybody likes. But whatever. All right, so and I got a t-shirt. It is, it's from Rick and Morty, which I haven't watched. It's a Rick and Morty shirt.
I don't know much
about it. It's not really appropriate for me to watch with my kids.
Okay.
So I haven't taken the time to do so. But it is available, I know, on... I think it's Hulu. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
This is Star Trek The Next Generation something. I'm going to have to give this to Owen. All right, let's see what's
really,
in
this. Really, I would peg you for a Star Trek kind of guy.
What?
Yeah.
No, sorry. Mm-hmm. All right, so it is a USS Enterprise registry, blah, 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 blah. All right, I think it's just like a sticker of the Enterprise's shield, like, I don't know, plaque. We got some comic books. That's good. Good for me. It's a Valiant comic, 4001 AD. Issue number one. I've never heard of it, but I will read it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll talk about it on one of my other shows, not this one. My loot pin is the Vulcan sign of peace there.
Yes.
Interesting. Well, I'll put that on my camera.
It's really too bad you're not a Star Trek guy.
It is, but I am a pin guy. Oh. All my Kickstarters, I've made pins for the games.
And now the best for last.
Yes, the best for last. There is a Mega Man miniseries. Looks like I'm either going to get Mega Man. Or what's this guy? Who's Green Mega Man?
That is just Green Mega Man.
Just Green Mega Man. It could be this girl.
Roll.
This old guy.
Dr. Light.
This.
Iceman.
Girl guy.
Iceman. Leg Man and Guts Man.
Okay. Oh, wait. And then we got...
Cutman.
Wait.
Red Mega Man? That's just a Red Mega Man.
Okay.
Dr. Wily, Cutman, Fireman, Bombman, and I believe that is the Devil.
Okay. So I'll make a deal with you.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's somebody on this side, you get it.
Wow.
If it's somebody on this side, I get it.
Okay.
All right?
Fair enough, considering I walked in with no Mega Man merchandise.
All right. Let's open it up.
Oh, the anticipation.
Free stuff!
The fact that it's wrapped inside the box, too, just makes...
Well, that's how all these things are. They make it dramatic for... I'm sure this opening of plastic is really rude on the air, so I apologize. And it is...
Dun-da-da-dun.
Those are the ones you want to get.
Yes. Aww.
Red Mega Man.
That's okay. It's lame anyway. It's a Proto Man ripoff.
It's a what? Proto Man?
Yeah. It's a nice figure, though.
Well, maybe next
I'll let your dog eat it.
We do, whenever you see the LQD GMR, those are the special episodes, so my third and final loot crate, because I'm not gonna get it again.
Okay.
we'll maybe have something you could win again.
But it actually feels good just knowing that you have Mega Man that you're gonna play.
Yeah, Mega Man's gonna be. Yeah, of course. He'll be up next to one of the doctors or by one of the ships. His head moved.
I think you need to put him at the top by your Fallout Boy.
That's all Fallout up there, though.
Well, I think that's what's gonna have to happen.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
All right. I think I should actually rearrange that a little bit. You know. Give it some depth.
Well, it is a shame that Optimus Prime is so far in the back, but...
I know, but he's so big.
Yeah.
And it's the completely die-cast metal one. I gotta find a spot for this too, this Futurama. He'll go next to the Futurama.
Oh.
That would be great.
How disgraceful.
Oh, that'd be great. All right. Cool. Loot Crate done. Talked about the 3D printer done. Got my coffee good.
Now Pokemon.
So, I don't know if you're, everybody out there, I don't know if you're playing Pokemon Go.
But of course you are.
But it seems like everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Which is a great thing. Pokemon Go is a location-based augmented reality mobile game developed by Niantic.
Yes.
It was released July 2016. We're still in July, are we?
Yeah. Yep.
Close, though.
Very close, yeah.
My campaign ends on August 1st, so...
Okay.
If you want to, you know, be a part of it, Dante.
Well,
I'm right there. I'm
maybe in exchange for that Mega Man? I don't know. I don't know.
But no, hey, it could be a good way for you to... Because I had to buy the plastic to print you that E-Tank or whatever. It'd be a good trade-off.
Okay.
But anyway, Pokemon Go, I did not know about it. Right, I knew about it. Like, I saw that trailer that makes it look like the most amazing game of all time, right?
Yeah.
And
just remember that.
Where that chick's, like, throwing her ball in the water and then it jumps over the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, so I knew about the game, but I didn't know it came out. And I got on Facebook, which I rarely do, unless I'm updating, like, our stuff.
Right.
And every post.
Everybody.
Every post everybody. Was Pokemon Go, either, you know, lovers or haters. I do want to bring up the opening of the show. That was my friend and previous co-host Tyler Williams singing the Pokemon theme. Did you hear it? You didn't get to hear it yet.
I didn't get to hear it, but I will.
Because I'm the only one with headphones, so I want to make sure, you know, you need to experience Tyler singing Pokemon theme acoustically. That was the opening of the show. I'm going to play it again at the end just because maybe I'll do it with a live mic so you can comment on it.
Yeah, why not?
But anyway. Post... out the wazoo, data bills out the wazoo. Mm-hmm. Do you have unlimited data?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh. My wife does. So I've been using her phone a lot.
Okay.
So if you ever see me in a park walking around with a pink iPhone, that's the reason.
Okay.
But so tell me about your Pokemon. That was my Pokemon Go experience. I downloaded it. As soon as I saw all these posts, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's out. And then we'll talk about my reaction after it's downloaded. But tell me about your experience. Did you know about it? Were you ready day one?
No, actually. I had a friend tell me it's out. I went and downloaded it. I am not a fan.
You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
This is kind of the thing I was always worried about with Nintendo ever going mobile. This game has a lot of problems. First of all, it's not a true Pokemon game. Which
not yet.
Not yet, which is fine.
That trailer though it is.
Yes.
Right?
Which is fine. That's fine. But for example, I don't get out much. Like, I'm not one of those to like.
Yeah, you
I'm
didn't gonna, go to Columbus.
No, I didn't. But I'm not one to like.
Which is a level 5 Poke Gym, by the way.
A level 5?
Yeah. Mm. The biggest.
But I'm not going to go take trips somewhere to go find Pokemon. I'm just going to do it as I go about my daily life.
Mm.
So, me and my wife, you know, went to Eden Park. And I'm like, this would be a great opportunity to catch Pokemon. Except, unable to authenticate. I have that problem all the time. Even on the way over here, I'm going to say, you know, I don't go this way anymore now that I've moved. Let me see if there's some Pokemon around here. Can't get on. Every time there's a prime opportunity for me to get on and probably catch some rare Pokemon or not Pidgeys and Rattatas, I can't get on. And I have, you know, Verizon, and I have an S7, you know, free promotion for those two, right there. But I can't get on.
Well, I have AT&T, and I have an iPhone 7. So we both have top-of-the-line stuff,
and
right?
I can't get on. So it's frustrating. And then once I understood, you know, okay, so that's just my experience with that. But the game itself, I mean, it's cool that you know, you're catching Pokemon as you go, like I said, about your daily life. I don't care too much for the mechanics in terms of leveling up.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now that I'm at level 7, which I realize is really noobish compared to most people, it's harder to catch Pokemon.
Right.
Like, one time I wasted 15 Pokeballs on...
Have you spent real money?
I have done it twice.
I have done it twice.
Because I didn't really want to go to PokeStops. I don't have any near me.
Well, I'm the gym leader over at the church over across the street. There's one thing I didn't put on Facebook, but in my head I was like, I just want to thank Pokemon Go for getting me back into church. Because I have been to 10 churches this week.
I love the one meme where somebody is like, they took over church with a Magmar and they nicknamed him Satan and put 666.
Wow. That's scary.
It's funny, actually.
But yeah, there's churches. Let's talk about the locations.
They're really weird. Like, the 9/11 memorial by Cheddar's. Like, I didn't even know we had a 9/11 memorial.
That's what this is about. It's about you knowing that we... Look, I discovered more in my community.
It's true.
Like, Farbach Warner, right up the road, right? You know where that is?
Yes.
There are, like, 10 Pokestops on that trail.
Really?
And you get some really good eggs, hopefully. And you can... If you use the walking trail, you might actually be able to hatch the eggs all in one trip. Mm-hmm. So... I appreciate when they use locations like, you know, gyms, yeah, right?
Right.
Or like, you know, like places where you can actually move and walk.
Right.
But there's been a lot of people complaining about abandoned Air Force bases and just places that the public aren't allowed, especially in like Washington, D.C., that kind of area.
Yeah.
And the reason, do you know how they were chosen, the areas?
No.
Okay, a lot of them took field trip data. So places that... are most common for field trips are usually gyms. That's why, like, Kosai is a level 5 gym. Because do you know how many kids go in and out of that place during the school year?
I guess I get that.
The churches, it's really just taken from Google Landmarks information as far as, like...
Okay.
You know, just where there's foot traffic. It just so happens that churches are, like, the place to go. I know the library, our library, is a Pokestop. It's not a gym.
Okay, that makes sense.
But
I know they're adding more.
Yeah, they're adding more.
Feedback.
You know, that trailer shows people trading, shows people battling.
It's so misleading. Like,
it was.
Like, I expected that I could, like, be in your house right now, walking around, and, like, there's a Pikachu under your chair.
Right.
But it's not that.
No.
The GPS says there's a Pokemon here, and then the augmented reality... just happens to put it on there if I have it on. So,
do you have it on? Do you have augmented?
I have it on.
You do?
I just haven't cared to turn it on. But, like, I had a weird experience, like, Clipper Park. Like, there's a Pokestop there, but it's in the middle of the water park where the little kids are. I'm not walking over there. I'm going to look like I'm up to something.
Right.
Let's not do stuff like that. Let's not have...
Isn't it cool, though, like, when you're out... And you just see, like, just all these people.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell them, too. Like, you can...
You can spot a Pokemon Go player from far away.
Yeah.
Because they travel in small groups. I did see one person that was an individual. I think only once have I seen an individual. You see people walking around that you... Like, there's been neighbors that I've never seen come out of their house... And I've seen the neighbors now.
Yeah.
Because of this game. That is a huge deal.
I think that's great, though.
Like, how long has, you know, the government or celebrities or everybody trying to get kids to go outside again, blah, 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 blah. Video games have ruined our culture. Everybody's fat. But this game has gotten so many people to do things that they never would have done. Not only going outside, but socializing.
Yeah, that was the biggest part I was going to say. Because you're interacting with people that you know are in a common interest with you.
Exactly.
Unless you're one of those, like, I'm sure there's a handful of people like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to catch this Pokemon.
Right. And it's always, it's funny because it's never a Pokemon you want. I would say that eggs are the way to go to get good Pokemon. Who was your starter?
Bulbasaur.
My starter was Squirtle.
I had a chance to catch a squirrel, but had no Pokeballs.
I mean, Liquid Gamer podcast, right? Water.
Why not?
It's a water-based podcast.
That's nice to know that I'm super effective against you, though.
It is. I wish we could fight right now, but that's not how the game works yet.
No, right.
It's not how it works yet. What kind of levels you got?
I would log in and show you, but I can't. But I know I have a Pidgeot at 200-something.
Yeah, I got a 232 Gastly.
And then my next one would be Raticate. That's about it. I don't see enough good ones to really do anything.
Right, and right. I keep waiting.
To go someplace that would be cool, I can't get in.
And like, I'm already established. You know, I was a gym leader. I don't think I am anymore because that stuff, that fluctuates like crazy.
Yeah.
But I found out something about the game, and I was kind of upset. If you don't pick any of the three Pokemon,
right? Yeah.
And you run away, you get Pikachu.
Ridiculous.
What?
I mean, it's just like
what? I'm already in this. I
wouldn't have done that.
I already have my skin in the game.
Right.
I can't go back.
I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Of course.
Just because I like Raichu.
Me too. I love Raichu. I wonder if they would have made it like Yellow where he doesn't want to evolve.
Oh, I would have been upset.
But it would have been hard to get the... What are those called? Those little...
Thunderstone?
The little thing. Yeah. The things that make him evolve.
Oh, the candies.
Candies.
That's true.
It would have been too hard.
That's the other part I don't really care for.
The candies.
The repetitiveness of catching the same thing. Like, to get a Gyarados, you need 400 Magikarp. Or not 400 Magikarp, 400 candies. My goodness. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, it is a huge success. I mean, it's breaking all kind of mobile records, which will probably not be broken by any other game.
This is huge.
It's huge, yeah.
I mean, this is gaming history unfolding.
But I wish that this game, like, by Nintendo standards, would have had more quality control, like, as far as the servers and making sure people can log in and not having hacks and, you know, different things like that.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I'm sure it'll get better. It's not going to go anyway anytime soon, so...
No, I mean, this is going to be... This should come preloaded on phones at this point.
Yeah. For phones that can, you know,
handle it. It's funny because, like, you know, my mother plays it because people in her office play it. Mm-hmm. My wife catches Pokemon under my account while she's at work. Granted, it's always, you know, Rattata or, you know, Pidgeotto right. things. But, I mean, that's just what it is.
Have you heard, like, some of the crazy stuff that people are doing? Like, using lures to draw in trainers and then, like, robbing them?
Yeah, that's another thing. This game really has seen a spike in people coming outside, but it has also exposed, you know, the criminal element to use this for their advantage.
I would never think of that.
So they go to common Pokestops, and they just wait for people to show up and then rob them. It happened in, like, three different states.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, like, that is... pretty cruel.
New York, I forget where in New York where the roads were shut down because everybody was trying to catch a Vaporeon.
Well, I think that was fake.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, I can't tell. It's because hard, it's believable.
It's funny. But we haven't seen, like, death yet, I guess, because of this. But it's definitely causing a lot of media attention.
But apparently the person who discovered a dead body while going through the woods looking for Pokemon was a true story.
What?
Apparently. I don't know. It's definitely giving...
And before he calls the police, he has to catch this little Pikachu.
Maybe it was a... Wouldn't it be funny if there was, like, a Ghastly or a Haunter there?
Yeah, you know what? A lot... Like, when the preview came out, it came off as if... Like, to catch a water Pokemon, you have to go to a body of water.
Yeah.
And it would know that. It would know where a body of water is. It uses Google Maps. Right. I mean, it's, you know where you're at, and that's what's there. But it isn't the case. I've caught plenty of water fish-like Pokemon. I thought that you could only catch ghosts at night. Not the case. I've caught a ghost in the day. What's your happiest, like, which one that you have that you're proud of?
I guess it would be Horsey.
Oh, you got a Horsey.
Yeah, because it just didn't make sense that it was there. And I was like, oh, this is one of the coolest ones I have. Like I said, it would have been Squirtle, but I didn't have any Pokeballs.
Yeah, it's funny, your starter Pokemon, they get lost in the weeds.
Oh my goodness.
Because there's not, what are you going to do with it?
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't have no candy. You got no candy. You're not going to find a Charmander in the woods because they're just not out there. It's only birds of different types.
I don't know. Can we also talk about throwing the Pokeball? Are you good at it?
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Anyway, I just want to say my favorite is my Jigglypuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really?
My favorite's my Jigglypuff. I named him Jiggly with it.
That's nice.
And he's a great addition to the team.
Oh, he.
Yeah, it's a he.
Okay.
Well, I know if it's a he or a she.
I just... Interesting.
Why?
No, it's just funny. It's always funny for Jigglypuff to be a he to me.
Jiggly with it.
But I'm terrible. I'm terrible at throwing Pokeballs.
How many Pokeballs do you go through per
Pokemon? I wasted 15 one time trying to catch a Pharaoh.
But they break out.
They break out, but he was also dodging. Sometimes my ball goes too short. Sometimes it goes way up past him. And I just can't.
Yeah.
My new thing is I have to like move to the side and fling right.
Okay. I've never wasted more than three.
Wow. Well,
I have had to run away from running out.
See, I'm used to just hitting A and letting the Pokeball go and catch
right.
him.
If you turn augmented reality off, it's easier because they remain centered the entire time.
Oh, well, that's kind of weak.
It is weak, but I mean, a lot of people do it, especially for good Pokemon.
Why would I ever have the AR on?
I don't know. But mine's
for
on.
For picture sake?
I like the idea of catching it in my home or in my yard or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't do the AR off, but, you know, whatever.
Alright.
But yeah, what do you, as far as progression of this game, like, the thing I want the most are gold Pokeballs. I'll pay for that. I'll pay good money for a gold Pokeball and to get me in some kind of tournament.
I don't know if I really expect anything from it, because I feel like this is it.
No.
Like, the only thing you can do is add the friend list, add battling, trading, and then just put more Pokestops. But there's no mechanics, per se, that's, like, going to be like, this is a major update. Or, like, it's going to be Pokemon Go 2.0.
Hmm.
I don't know. It will never be a real Pokemon game. And I don't want it to be. And
okay.
I know it's supposed to have some tie-in to Sun and Moon, but I don't know if they plan on doing some type of... I don't know. You can transfer them to your game, which I guess would be kind of cool. But... I guess we'll have to see.
Hmm.
Are you going to get the PokeWatch?
That
if you can.
Let you know when they're
I guess
near
you can just do it like from your wrist. You don't have to use your phone or something like that.
I feel like if it's priced correctly, because this could be a really nice... This is a good trade-off for like a Fitbit. You know what I mean? It tracks your steps.
I didn't look at it that way, but that's... Yeah.
It tracks your steps. It gives some fun to the entire idea of just going around walking.
Right.
Because we definitely live in a world where walking comes off kind of pointless. You see people on their little boards, hoverboards that move. You see people...
Segways.
Right.
Swagtrons.
So people don't necessarily walk as much as they used to. And I mean, you know, people say that everybody's fat now, I guess. But... Nobody was fat in the 50s because everybody had to walk everywhere. You know what I mean? So things are different now.
Yeah.
We take hoverboards with big, ugly wheels on them. I don't know why those are so expensive.
I don't either. I really don't.
But I think I'm going to get one. I think I'll get one.
No, you won't.
Just for Pokemon Go.
Hmm,
it's like when you get a bike in Pokemon.
Yeah.
It makes the game
much
easier.
Fair enough.
So much easier.
That's actually a good way to look at that.
That is. It's the equivalent.
Except just like the 2016 version of it.
Exactly. So I will continue to play. I wonder. Let me go get my phone.
You know, I don't care to play anymore. I kind of almost want to delete it.
Oh my gosh.
I really do.
Tell people why you want to delete it. I'm going to get my phone.
I want to delete it because I can't get on when I want to get on. And I don't want to keep catching the same Pokemon over and over just to get the ones I want. Like, I really want a Butterfree. I don't, you know... Want to have to catch a bunch of Caterpies or Metapods. I like Butterfree because of the cartoon when I was little. That was Ash's first evolved Pokemon, so I want Butterfree. I don't want to work that hard to get a Butterfree. In the game, I only have to get on level 10 to get a Butterfree. It's too much work.
That's what it's about.
And I don't see enough Caterpies to get them.
All right, let me turn my stuff up. Here, I'll put out...
let me see if I can get on. I doubt it.
I'll use a Lucky Egg... And I will also put out some incense, and we'll see if we get anything. Hmm. We'll see if anybody pops up. We'll catch them, okay?
All right.
The music. What about the music?
Yeah, it's. I guess it's catchy.
Yeah, but it's not really Pokemon.
It's not, but...
It's like, Oh, wait, what do we got? What do we got? Oh, I got a Pidgey. I got a Pidgey. He's on Dante's shoulder. Okay.
Unable to authenticate. Please try again.
Gotcha!
How nice.
Unable to authenticate. What does that mean?
I really can't.
What level are you? What level are you?
I'm level 7.
Oh, I'm 7 too. I've been 7 for a while.
Yeah.
If you look at, because we have a gym right up the street. Let me see. Because some of these people, I don't know what they do. Look at, what does CP stand for?
I don't know actually.
I mean,
but you that's know, your, like your level.
Yeah. So like HP or like means. XP, right? I mean, that's what it is, XP. But it's called CP. So this is the gym that I used to be a part of, but I'm currently not. And I want you to read the CP on this character, okay? How many?
1,612.
Okay. And my biggest is 237.
Yeah, I don't get that.
No, 264. 264. I have an Eradicate.
Okay. Eradicate.
That's like what that. I named him.
I like that.
Yeah, Eradicate. But, I mean, to have, like, a 2,000 XP character, right? What are you doing?
I don't know. Well, I guess you could just be catching... Well, I don't know. No, I don't know.
Because what is this? What kind of Pokemon is this?
That was a Lapras.
Yeah. Where is he getting a Lapras? What? Let alone a Lapras with that much experience, right?
Well, can you click on the profile of the trainer?
I don't think so, can you?
No.
No, okay. No. He's level 20.
I guess it's possible.
Actually, they're all level 20 or higher at this gym. And the gym's a level 5. It was a level 2 when I was in charge.
Wow.
These are rare Pokemon.
They are, but they're also really high up there, too.
I mean, they all have CP of over 1,300. And I just can't imagine me playing it that much.
No, not me either. Because, like, when you level up, it's not like it's a big boost.
No, not at all. I think I've gotten the most XP from, like, you know, doing gym battles. Let's talk about the gym battles. Have you done one?
No.
You haven't? Okay. So, when you go to a gym...
I finally got in.
Oh, you're in? What's your guy look like? I know they all look the same.
Yeah, right. What team are you?
Oh, no, we both have orange and black.
You need to change.
Oh no, we're both Team Mystic!
Yep.
We made the exact same character!
Did you notice my name?
Oh, Dante Kong. Mine is...
Liquid Gamer.
Liquid Gamer. We're both rapping.
I noticed that you have a lot of coins there, too.
I do, yeah. What are the coins?
Isn't that... Well, you know...
Oh, like the
that doesn't currency. Necessarily mean that you spent that money. Okay. How much have you spent?
Well, I mean, I bought
the... Is it a shameful amount?
No.
Okay.
I bought the 2,500 coins.
Okay.
So the $20. And I currently have 1,250. So I spent half, actually. Exactly half. So I've spent $10.
Okay.
So you're Team Mystic. You have orange on and black on.
Yes.
And we both have names that are a nod to the podcast, so that's good.
I'm glad. That is very good.
You know, it's funny, when I first downloaded it, I didn't really understand the whole thought. So I was doing this a lot, and I figured if there was like, what are the leaves in the back? What is that?
I think that's just supposed to indicate that there's activity over right. in that area.
So I thought I could click on the leaves and maybe like, it does not.
Yeah.
Like clicking outside of your little zone really doesn't do anything.
It doesn't, no.
So you have, here, let's do it by combat power.
There you go.
CP.
Okay.
Oh, you got a 441.
Oh, okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's not going to beat any gym.
You know, if you find in the middle of nowhere a gym, it might. It might. But
do those even exist anymore?
Yeah, I know. I feel like everything. So you have a horsey. That's great. You got a drowsy, too?
Yeah,
see, wouldn't it be cool if we could trade right now or something? Totally or battle? Trade.
Well, that depends on what you have, actually.
Oh, here, I'll do it by... Yeah, it's already by CP.
Let's see.
You want a slow poke?
No, not really.
What was that noise? Okay, look, we got a... What do we have before?
For some reason...
Yeah, I got a Spiro. I got a Spiro. Hold on, let me... It's on the computer. It's actually on my loot crate. Yeah, mine goes right a lot, actually. It's funny you said that. I feel like I'm going to run out of Pokeballs.
I would love it if it happened.
He's going to break out.
Not a Spiro. At least he shouldn't.
Ah, gotcha!
Oh, you know what? I guess Poliwag's pretty cool, too. That was like the second Pokemon I ever caught.
Oh, that's a good one. But it's too bad he's like...
Like level 10, yeah.
Level 10, 10, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, CP10. Oh, it's funny. That Spiro was a CP10. How ironic. Mm. Yeah,
have you seen the trick about Eevee? How you can determine which one it evolves into?
No. How do you do that? Because I have an Eevee.
If you nickname him based on one of the characters from the anime, or from the cartoon, there was an episode where three boys each had an Eevee that was evolved, Jolteon, Vaporeon, Flareon. If you name them after the character, it will evolve into that trainer's evolved form of Eevee.
So if I name... Because I would prefer a Flareon.
So if you name him after the Flareon's trainer, he'll evolve into that.
That's actually pretty nice that they... I don't have nearly enough candy to do it now.
Right. Jolteon's much better, by the way.
Yeah, I like Jolteon, but I have this kind of need for a Pikachu.
Okay.
So when I go with... Because my main is, you know, Squirtle.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's my water. I have a whole bunch of Eevee. I actually should probably send them to the doctor. Do you want to talk about that? Sending them to the doctor? And getting rid of them?
I feel like you should get more for it. I think getting one candy...
Right. So I'm going to send... Yeah, I'll send this Eevee because I have so many. We'll transfer to the professor. And I got one candy.
So,
I mean, it's a huge sacrifice, right? Yeah, in a way.
It is.
I feel like it should know how many you have. Kind of like how GameStop determines the trade-in value. It's like, oh, we have 40 copies of Madden. I'll give you $2 for it. But if they don't have a lot of copies of something, you get more, you know, to make their inventory more diverse.
Right.
And I feel like they should do that with this as well. You know what I mean? If I have 14 Venonats, I feel like I should, you know, probably get less than if I only had 2 Venonats.
I got you.
If I'm sacrificing one of 2, give me a good chunk of candy. If I'm sacrificing one of 14, I don't need as much.
Well, not only that, if it's a high CP, why not?
Yeah, maybe it should be based on CP, because...
Because it was probably a struggle for me to get that.
No, all these are a struggle in a way.
Yeah.
Do you want to... Here, you want to upgrade a Pidgey? Any tricks with that?
No.
No? Okay. I'm going to evolve this Pidgey.
So apparently there's a Gastly Eevee nearby, but I'm not going to... Now, I'm kind of confused because you have an Incineroar.
Well, I'm
going to
evolve. I'm evolving. They could have made this more dramatic, maybe.
It's actually much more dramatic than in the game.
That's true.
I was kind of like...
The first time it's cool.
Yeah.
All right, great.
And also, I mean, you would know this, but all the animations for the Pokemon are used from the Pokemon Stadium / Coliseum games, which were on Nintendo 64.
Exactly, yeah.
Which I actually kind of appreciate.
There's a lot of familiarity when I see them move. You know what I mean?
It's kind of sad in a way.
Why?
Well, because those animations are from 2000... What? No. When did Pokemon Stadium release?
Well before that.
I mean, that's quite dated, but the fact that that is now in a mobile game, and they didn't just go like with a sprite.
Right.
Is pretty good.
Now what they need to do is bring that battle system to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this would be a golden opportunity. But unfortunately, it's just, it's just kind of basic right now.
It is. But it's like a basic fun. Like, I don't think the intention... I don't think that you should spend 2-4 hours playing Pokemon Go every day, to me.
Right.
It should be like a... something that you do out on the go. Or something that you just go out and do, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day. Maybe an hour. But I know some people that will wake up early in the morning and go down to the Ohio River. And we'll spend about an hour down there just catching Pokemon. I think that's extreme. But, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to knock anybody that wants to do that. But
right.
I don't know.
How do you get more Stardust?
Greater Rattata. Stardust is by catching and leveling up.
Okay.
See, I only have 2 Pokeballs. There's no point in me trying to catch this Rattata. So I'm just going to let him go. Pokeballs
gotcha.
Are so precious to me. Like, I feel like every week we should be re-upped with 20 Pokeballs.
I mean, you get them every level. I've been at 7 forever.
Yeah, I know. I need another 2,000 experience points to get past that.
You know, and you get a lot of points for evolving. Mm-hmm. It's just that candy.
Right.
And they haven't made it so you can buy candy.
No. I'm sure that's coming, though. Which is actually probably a bad... No, actually, they should not do that. Because then you're going to have people with CPs of over... or to the max.
Right.
You actually had enough to evolve another one?
Another Pidgey? I've gotten 2 Pidgeys while we've been doing this show.
Wow. Okay.
And I just grabbed my phone. So, yes. I just upgraded evolved another Pidgey. Because you get a good chunk of experience for that.
You might have passed me up now. In experience. I'm sure you did. If you just got 1,000.
Yeah, I'm
Yep, that was quick.
I'm a hop, skip, and a jump away from... from level 8. So that would be great if I could level up on the show. Because I've been having a really hard time. And it's not like, you know, I can find the time, I guess. But it's really comes down to all
the
candy.
Do you really
want to
be a master?
Right.
Do you have the skills to be number 1?
Yeah, I don't have enough candy to do any more evolving. And there's no more Pokemon coming from my incense.
I am also a little disappointed, and I guess it makes sense, but I don't like it. I feel like the game should have the entire cast of Pokemon available from jump, just so that there's more variety, so that I wouldn't be running into a bunch of Pidgeys.
Yeah.
Because every generation has its Pidgey and its Rattata equivalent. Just put them all in the game and so I can run into a bunch of those. Why do you want to add that... 2-3 months from now, they already have the models. They've been around since Nintendo 64. Just throw them in there. You know?
Yeah.
So right now, the max that you can catch are 250.
Right.
250 Pokemon. Out of, I think the number is now at 790. Soon to add another 151 by the end of the year.
Right.
That's a lot of missing.
You have 3 eggs?
I do.
Are they incubating?
2 of them are.
You got 4 miles to go, 4 kilometers to go.
I do. And I just got this on the way here.
Where'd you get it?
At the fire station.
The fire station.
Which I pass.
A lot of field trips.
I will be honest. I do spend that thing on my way into from work, so I am driving.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not trying to catch Pokemon while I'm driving.
Good point.
So, just going to throw that out there. But I'm not going to pull into the fire station to get the Pokestop every day to and from work. Just not.
We tend to go to the local Y almost every day.
Oh.
And it's a Pokestop.
Okay.
So, I try to park by the sign so I can just spin while I'm there. But then you're just stuck with eggs... And then, like, because you have to have the app open.
Yeah, that's the track.
It's killing my battery. It's killing my data.
Well, my phone keeps going into standby, even though I've told it not to. So, it's really a nuisance.
And there's not really any way to cheat it.
Oh, I just realized I could probably do this while I cut my grass.
Well, that's something.
A lot of yard.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
I play in the passenger seat while my wife drives. And that's
I have done that once, actually.
Yeah.
She was not too thrilled.
Oh, she was fine. She was fine. I mean, I only do it for, you know, just trying to find something unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then it just ends up being a Pidgey.
Really?
Yeah.
How many A's have you hatched? Do you kind of remember?
One. Because when I go to, actually, a lot of the stops I go to, it's just balls. Which to you would be great.
Yeah, I keep getting a lot of potions and revives.
Oh, I bet you I could tell you what this one was. I've caught in two Pidgeys.
A Rattata.
Yeah. Where is
Rattata.
He?
Rattata.
He's on my Superman cup.
Is it too much to ask for one of them to just break out on you? I just want it to happen once on the show.
Level 8. Level 8. Thank goodness. Ugh. Yeah, there's nothing unique around me.
No, there's not. Well, actually, what is it showing for you?
All right, I made level 8.
Is it the same for us?
It should be the same.
Because I've been at work, and sometimes I'll see like a Pharaoh, and nobody else sees it.
So, we got Eevees, Rattatan, we got a Ghastly, Pidgey.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to confirm, that it was being authentic.
No, I mean, it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And it's funny, I'm using incense, so it should be helping you.
It's not, actually. I think only lures help.
Lures?
Yeah.
And what is a lure?
I
don't think I've ever used a lure.
Maybe not. I don't even have one.
Modules that attract... Oh, they only work at Pokestops.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I did it. I became level 8, so that's great. Makes me very happy.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you! Here, let me get the mic set up so you can react to Tyler's music.
You know, I really think I would want to hear this in the comfort of my own home.
Why?
What if I like it?
You can jam out.
No, I don't want to. It's embarrassing.
Nobody will know.
And then I want to immediately like reply to him on Facebook about it. Well, I guess I can do that from my phone. Let's go ahead and have at it.
Okay. Let me see. What's the file called?
I've heard that he has sung before.
He sang at my wedding.
That's right.
Here's the headphones. Here you go. So you will be mic'd. So if you say anything, you know, offensive, make sure to...
All right.
Make sure he knows that's what you're about to say. But thank you for being a part of Pokemon Go here in the Liquid Gamer podcast. Next episode, we're going to be doing Back to Normal, trivia, and all that jazz with my series of episodes, Fallout 4. So make sure to stick around for that next week. But until then, we'll leave you with the beautiful voice of Tyler Williams as he sings the theme to Pokemon. This is on acoustic guitar. It is available on SoundCloud. So if you have time, go to SoundCloud. Tyler Williams. And I think it's just Pokemon theme cover. Okay?
Okay.
Well, until next time, my name is Ryan.
And I will be Dante Kong.
And to everyone out there, bienvenue and good gaming.
I wanna be the very best I no one ever was. To catch them all is my real test, to train them is my goal. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Teach Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, you and me. I know it's our destiny. Pokemon, you're my best friend in this world we must defend. Pokemon, our hearts so true. catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all.
Reaction?
That was actually very good.
Good, good. All right, again, good gaming.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.